Okay, a little bit of security turmoil. So what happened recently was a scandal with the University of Minnesota making contributions to the Linux kernel. So as I mentioned, the Linux kernel is the most popular operating system on Earth. It runs all sorts of infrastructure. It's well-beloved on our planet and others. And what happened was a couple of graduate students at University of Minnesota wrote a paper, and the paper was about the process of contributing code to the kernel. And they tried to submit some commits, which means an addition, like a contribution to the open source project. And those commits apparently had malware or mistakes in them. And the commits were done under fake identities. By the way, I don't know a lot about the details of this yet. It's a relatively new thing that has cropped up, but the kernel maintainers were extremely angry about this. And they claim that they found all of the so-called hypocrite commits that were discussed in this paper, and they rejected or removed them. The grad students who did it claimed, I think, that one of them actually got through. And the whole point of this was to show, or to attempt to show, that there was a problem in the process with reviewing commits to the Linux kernel. As a consequence, the University of Minnesota is banned from committing anything to the kernel, which is really a pretty big problem for the university. They're in the process of working this out. I don't know if they've really been, you know, completely banned, but that their commits will be treated with a high level of scrutiny or suspicion. And so this kind of raises yet again the ugly head of a discussion that has gone on for many years about the security of open source. And I'll give you a few details about this, but I'm not going to spend a lot of time on them because most of them are kind of old news. But there's really no one answer as to whether open source or proprietary software is more secure, because the licensing model for the software is really kind of not the point. The point is how the projects are managed and whether they're professionally managed. If you look at the University of Minnesota controversy, actually the Linux kernel, you know, is very carefully managed, and they claim they found all the problems. And I think arguably a project like that is some of the most professionally run software development in the world. So when you see memes out there, particularly in the popular press, saying open source is not secure, it's a much more complicated story than that. It's just that so much software today is open source that, yeah, there are going to be security vulnerabilities. And there have been things that have happened that have caused people to question the security of open source software. I think if you ask most technologists, they will say open source is actually more secure. And it's probably worth mentioning that the biggest security scandal that happened over the last year was actually not about open source at all. It was the SolarWinds scandal, which was a supply chain attack that had to do with proprietary software. And I won't spend much time on this, but these are sort of some of the historical problems that have come to light in the popular press about open source and security. The Heartbleed, Bash, and Equifax security issues. And each of these were associated with an open source project. In one case, it took a lot of time to discover the problem, and that was a real problem. In the other cases, that was Heartbleed. In the other cases, they were found and fixed very quickly. And that's what it's really about. SolarWinds was not open source at all. It was a completely different thing. That was one of the, you know, arguably biggest and most sophisticated security hacking jobs that has ever happened. And I just like to point out that it wasn't about open source software. Okay, I'm going to talk a little bit about source available licensing now. So this is an area in which I've been heavily involved over the past 2 to 3 years, for better or worse. And I want to explain a little bit more about what it is and why it's coming up.